Test Folder 9. You will hear part of a lecture about animal migration. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 10.
Today I'm going to talk about animal migration, which is the seasonal or periodic movement of animals, including birds, fish and insects. This movement takes place in response to changes in climate or in the availability of food, or it can be to ensure reproduction. Migration most commonly, though not always, involves movement from one area to another and then back again. This is called round trip or return migration, and it may be seasonal, as in the spring and autumn migrations of many species of birds. Whooper swans, for instance, nest and breed in subarctic habitats, and every autumn around 7,000 birds fly 800 kilometres from Iceland to Britain to spend the winter there. They reach a speed of over 90 kilometres an hour, and in good weather conditions can reach Scotland in under 13 hours. With the arrival of spring, they return to Iceland. In some species, the migration may require a lifetime to complete. Like other species of Pacific salmon, sockeye salmon are born in freshwater streams, travel to ocean waters, and then return to the stream where they were born. Here they breed before dying. Unlike some Atlantic salmon, which may repeat the cycle several times, Pacific salmon make the round trip only once. Migration occurs in a wide range of animals, from microorganisms in freshwater lakes, which shift seasonally from deep to shallow water as a result of temperature changes, to whales. Grey whales make a round trip of 20,000 kilometres each year. They have their young in the warm, shallow lagoons off the Pacific coast of Mexico. Then, in the late spring, they travel north along the coast of North America to the Arctic, where they feed during the summer. They return south in the autumn. European freshwater eels are thought to breed in the Sargasso Sea, a calm area of the Atlantic Ocean, north of the West Indies and east of Florida and Bermuda. The young eels are slowly carried eastwards by the Gulf Stream, and various physiological changes occur which will enable the eels to live in freshwater rivers and lakes in Europe. After a number of years, they return to the Sargasso Sea to produce the next generation, and the parent eels then die. In addition to round-trip migration, some migrations are nomadic in nature. This is where movement is irregular and depends on temporary local conditions. For example, ostriches, the large flightless birds that live on the plains of Central and Eastern Africa, move in response to varying local conditions of food and climate. In these migrations, the animals follow no regular route and don't return to any one place. Migratory locusts of Africa and Asia exhibit one-way migration to new sites. When their populations peak and food becomes scarce, enormous masses of locusts move to new areas, almost blackening the sky as they pass overhead. Migration based on the availability of food is often dictated by seasonal climate change. As the cold settles in, North American red-tailed hawks, for instance, can no longer find the small rodents and birds that they normally eat. This scarcity prompts the birds to fly south to warmer areas like Mexico to find a more abundant food source, and they follow this pattern each year. Plant-eating mammals, such as antelopes, typically graze in herds, which can quickly eat all the grass in an area. In the summer, the grass regrows quickly, but in winter it doesn't, forcing these herds to travel to find fresh food supplies. When spring brings new growth, the herds move back to the areas where they found food the previous summer. Great grey owls are birds whose migration is very variable, perhaps occurring one year and then not again for several years. The number of individuals taking part also fluctuates enormously.